Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Andrew Shatkinshine, the Andrew Shatkin Show, on every week and weekend at 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, or 11. And this show is a literary show. I'm concerned with great books and great writings, English, American, Russian, and French literature. I'm concerned with current events in politics. I'm conservative, but on the other hand, I have a concern for the underclass and poverty-stricken, and Jesus commanded us to have concern for the poor, and I go along with it. And also, the show has a theological and biblical basis in sacred scripture and analyzing and understanding the Christian faith. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the parables. Now, I wrote a book on the parables called The Parables of Jesus, a personal commentary. And for me, the parables are very important because, for one thing, they represent the concentrated words of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And therefore, I take every word that Jesus said with utmost seriousness, and I don't hesitate to have concern for his words. They are the minds of God. His words are the mind of God as he speaks to us in the parables. There are 41 of the parables, and I analyzed all 41. I love the parables. I admire the parables. I learn from the parables, and I develop my thinking from the parables. Tonight, I'm going to talk about one of the parables, which is found in Matthew 21, verses 28 to 32, the parable of the two sons. Jesus says, "What do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' And the son answered, 'I will not.' But then he repented," very important, "he repented and went." This is a key element of the thought in this parable, that the son repented and went to work to the vineyard. And he went to the second and said the same. And the second son said, "I go," but didn't go. And then we have to ask, Jesus asked, which of the two did the will of the Father? They said the first. Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and harlots go into the kingdom of God for you in the way of righteousness. And you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and harlots did believe him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward repent and believe him." This is a very complex set of thoughts. We have an act of repentance in the act of the first son. And the second son said he'd go and didn't go. He lied. So which of the few, Jesus said, which of the two sons did the will of his father? And they said the first. And Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and harlots did believe him." This parable in chapter 19 is related solely in Matthew 21, 28 to 32. And Jesus says that a man has two sons. It goes to the first, says, "Son, go and work." Son answers, "I will not." But afterwards, the key thing is he repents and goes. Then Jesus goes to the second son, who says he will go but does not go. So Jesus asks the very seminal question, which of the two did the will of his father? And the reply was the first. So he did the will of his father because he repented and went to the vineyard and worked. The first son said he'd go and didn't go. Therefore, he was dishonest and lacking in integrity. And Jesus concludes that the tax collectors and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you when you did not believe, but the tax collectors did believe, and you did not afterwards repent and believe him. So Jesus says the tax collectors and harlots, the outcasts of the world, go into the kingdom of God before you when you did not believe, but the tax collectors did believe. They believed, even through their sin. And when you saw it, you did not afterward repent and believe him. In other words, Jesus says, the tax collectors and tax collectors go into the kingdom of God before you when you did not believe. And even when you saw it, You do not have to repent and believe. The key to this parable is it reflects the act of repentance of the first son, who then went and worked in the vineyard, and the false statement of the second son, who said he would go and work in the vineyard but did not go. And the question that Jesus raises here is, which did the will of his father, the one who repented, the one who lied and didn't go? The meaning of the parable is clear in its conclusion. The first son has an association with outcasts and sinners that Jesus was accused of associating with. And so he is a sinner and repents. He said he wouldn't go, but he repents. So Jesus is, he has an association with the sinners and outcasts. As for the second son, it is not clear who he stands for, except that he is a son who lies to his father, and therefore is akin to the scribes and Pharisees, who Jesus saw as the religious hypocrites of his day. So the key to this is the first son repents and has an association with outcasts and sinners that Jesus was accused of associating with, but he repents. And the second son says lies, and he is akin to the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus says here that the seemingly undesirable and sinners who have believed, like the first son, who repented and believed, he says that these undesirable people and sinners, outcasts, harlots, whatever, who have believed, like the first son, will acquire salvation. Those who do not afterward repent will not. The first son was a sinner, perhaps, and might be seen as a sinner, but in repenting, he made himself right. This is the key. The seemingly undesirable sinners who have believed, like the first son did believe, he repented, will acquire salvation, and those who do not afterward repent will not. The first son was a sinner, and might be seen as a sinner, but in repenting, he corrected himself. So he compares himself to the outcasts and harlots. He believed and repented and came to faith. The second son lied. Jesus says that the tax collectors and sinners who believe will be with him, but the seemingly righteous people who do not repent and believe will not be in the kingdom of God. The message here is found in answer to the question, which son did the will of the Father? It is clear it was the repentant sinner who did. And repentance is the key. The lying, unbelieving sinner did nothing, and thus showed no love for his father and did not believe. Jesus concludes his parable with the statement that the tax collectors and others who believe will be with him, that those who saw him and what he did, when they do not repent, will not enter the kingdom of God. The key is repentance and belief, not in your status in society. Jesus says the repentant sinner and seemingly unrighteous harlots will enter the kingdom of God. But the righteous people who do not repent of their action will not be with the kingdom of God. The first son, it is true, failed initially in refusing to go to the vineyard, but then underwent a moral change and transformation. And the second son in his action showed no love and rendered no help. Jesus says here that we will be judged by our lives and actions, and that repentance will bring us into his presence. Ladies and gentlemen, I am about to conclude this short talk on this parable. I'm going to talk about it again tomorrow night in a little more detail and understanding, but it's a very complex and difficult parable. The key to it is that to repentance and not lying. The key is that the first son, even though he was morally wrong at the outset, repented, and therefore he will enter the kingdom of God, and the first son, who lied and didn't go, who refused to go, he will undergo condemnation. It is repentance that is necessary for us to enter the kingdom of God, not merely talk, not merely appearing righteous. Repentance is the key to this parable, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm going to talk about it again tomorrow night.